"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, "'the only thing stirring was Peter, the house mouse. "'Sitting among the cards, candles, and photographs on a broad white mantel, "'Peter peered out into a dark, deserted living room. "'By the orange light of a fading fire, "'he saw strips of glittering paper strewn across the floor "'and discarded wine glasses perched precariously "'amid the scattered crumbs of half-eaten minced pies. "'His whiskers twitched as he smelt the air, "'a hint of smoke drifting up from the glowing embers below. "'But as hungry as he was, Peter wasn't looking for food.' Eventually his gaze fell upon his prize, a towering Christmas tree standing in the corner of the room. For days he'd been watching it from the safety of his mousehole, marvelling as it twinkled and glinted in the distance. Tonight he was going to explore it. His sister's voice rang out from the darkness below. "Don't, Peter! Father told you not to go into the house!" Peter's curly brown fur bristled. "Father will never know," he whispered. With a determined squeak, the young house mouse turned towards the tree, his keen face looking down the length of the mantelpiece. With a few bounds, he was on his way, leaping between the cards and over the candles, rushing headlong to the end of the mantel. A few moments later, his front paws found the edge, and he launched himself into the air. With a clatter, the breathless house mouse found himself engulfed in the soft green branches of the tree. His stomach lurched as the branch swung out beneath him, snapping upwards, flinging him about. He closed his eyes and gripped the branch tightly as the world spun around him. When the branches came to rest, Peter opened his eyes. There, hanging in front of him, was a massive, shiny red ball, gleaming in the firelight. He'd never seen anything like it. The ball towered above him, bobbing gently in the branches, and sitting just inside it was another mouse, just like him. It had the same brown curly fur, the same brown eyes, and it seemed to be copying him. As he rose his right paw, so did the other mouse. When he cocked his head to the side, so did the other mouse. And when he took a step towards it, the other mouse got bigger. Peter froze in terror, and the other mouse froze too. An age seemed to pass, and neither mouse moved. Slowly, Peter realized the truth. The other mouse was his reflection. He smiled, and his reflection smiled back, his grin stretched out comically by the glass. Wanting to see just how wide his grin would go, he walked right up to the bauble and pressed his paws against it. With a sudden shift, the ball lurched and fell, tumbling endlessly into the dark and shattering on the floor far below. Peter's heart was racing, his breath caught in his throat. Maybe this wasn't such a great idea after all.
"They won't like that, you know. They won't like that at all."
The voice took the young house mouse by surprise, and he glanced around nervously. It was a soft, preening voice that made his whiskers twitch.
"But accidents happen, I suppose," said the voice.
Peter backed away from it. There, shining in the darkness, hovered two bright green eyes.
Who are you?"
Peter asked.
"The owner of the tree," purred the voice. "The owner of the lights, the baubles, and anything else the tree contains."
Slowly,
A furry black face peered out from the gloom, smiling. Nicky the cat was sitting on the top of the TV, ready to pounce. Peter scampered backwards along the branch, feeling it bend downwards dangerously. "Careful," Nicky purred. "You're running out of space." Peter looked behind him, down into the dark void below. A vision of the bauble shattering in the gloom swam in his mind. His back foot slipped from the branch as the black cat leapt into the tree. The tree rocked to the side and began falling, tinsel, lights, branches and baubles whipping about in the air. For a moment, everything around the house mouse became a deafening, crashing, dazzling tempest, buffeting him around like a doll. Nicky's green eyes were the last thing Peter saw before his mind went blank.